Nicholas first seduced the people to eat meat sacrificed to idols. He said, if I can get them to eat the meat sacrificed to idols, then he was a fornicator. He reminds me of Moses Berg, the leader of the children of God. Moses Berg used to work for Teen Challenge out in California, out on Huntington Beach. We had a ministry there, and we gathered about 100 young people on fire for God, and he was one of the leaders. And he was on fire, a man, a great teacher, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, but the man had a spirit of fornication in him. He never did yield that over to the Lord. And those young people used to go up and down Huntington Beach during the hippie revolution, and they would preach Christ. Moses Bird would thunder the gospel. But then this thing got out of hand, and suddenly this Nicolaitan spirit gripped him. And he started with the young women a hallowed ceremony that he invented. And I'll say it as tastefully as I can, but he would choose the mates, and he was the one who had to have the first night with every bride. And when we found it out, of course, we evicted him. 3 months later, he came to my rallies in Melody Land and picketed outside, calling me the Antichrist and the Beast. But by that time, he had 3 wives, and he had seduced this whole thing because, you see, he had taught these young people that if he could get them to make one compromise, they'll follow him all the way. This is what Nicholas did. If I can get them to eat the meat served to idols, I can get them to be fornicators. And they went right through the altar. They went right through this compromise. And that's why compromise is so hated by God. That's why a man of God has to preach against compromise. That's why it burns in my soul. And Moses Berg, why, for the last 10 years, he took 3 or 4 of our leaders out of Teen Challenge. He took Linda Meisner, one of our right-hand girls up in New York, thundering prophetess. Boy, could she preach on the streets. Got seduced, lived in absolute sin, and he turned all of his girls into prostitutes who were walking the streets prostituting with men to get them to join the children of God. He sent 30 women into Gaddafi's court to try to seduce Gaddafi and his whole court so that he could have some world power. Today, right now, I'm standing here. Moses Berg is a lunatic who spends his whole time making pornographic cassettes and selling them around the world with children. His wife has been saved. One of his daughters has been saved. I met them in a rally 2 years ago. They've written a book since, a chilling book. And they said, his daughter said that my father now spends his whole day. Nothing sexually pleases him. Nothing can touch him. He's like a lion in a cage. He walks back and forth all day long, a madman, out of his mind. The spirit of Nicholas, the Nicolaitans,